Good morning, my friends, and welcome back to the Morning Mindset. Man, we have got a great section of scripture today to dig into in Psalm 39 because we want to align our minds with the way that God thinks about the world, because that's how we can live today properly in light of what he says is really going on around us. Now, Psalm chapter 39, verses 4 through 6 are a mindset and a way of thinking that our culture does not encourage us into very often. It's a way of thinking that's looking way down the road at the inevitability of the fact that each of us is going to pass on from this earth someday. It's looking ahead to your life. It reminds me of a man named Jonathan Edwards. Years ago, one of the Puritan preachers back in the beginning days of the United States. And he had a set of resolutions that he had written out as a young man. And one of his resolutions was to think often about his own death. Now, that may sound a little morbid, but what he was trying to do was to encourage himself to regularly realize that this life that's going on around him, that he's experiencing with such vibrance and energy at times and excitement, is not going to be here forever. And he needs to be living his life in light of that fact. And that's what we find in Psalm chapter 39, beginning in verse 4. David says, O Lord, make me know my end, and what is the measure of my days? Let me know how fleeting I am. Behold, you've made my days a few handbreadths, and my lifetime is as nothing before you. Surely, all mankind stands as a mere breath. Surely a man goes about as a shadow. Surely for nothing they are in turmoil. Man heaps up wealth and does not know who will gather. Now that mindset is one of realization. It's one of coming to grips with the facts around your own mortality. And it is a very healthy and helpful thing for us to do. It should not strike fear into the heart of the believer in Jesus Christ. It should not make us tremble that, you know, this vast eternity is ahead and what's coming after death and all of that, because we are safely in the hands of our Savior. He has promised us an eternity beyond this life in which we will live with him. So the purpose of looking at this inevitability of death is to make us realize we have the opportunity right now, while we are still breathing on planet Earth, to be of use to the Lord and to bring glory to him and honor to him by the way we live. You see, we still have time to do something that matters in this life, whether that's loving the people around us effectively, or sharing something God has done in our lives with others who we meet. Even this morning mindset that I produce every morning, I just realized this is one of the things I'm able to do because I still have breath in my lungs. It's one of the things I can be diligent about and encouraged in my own soul to do because I am still on the planet. God has graced me with another day of living. And so, my friends, I want to encourage you to think carefully about your own mortality. Don't presume or assume that you will have many more days left. You don't know that. I don't know that. As the writer says here, surely all mankind stands as a mere breath. Think about the imagery of that. Here comes a breath. Listen to this. He's saying that's what our lives are like. All of mankind is like that in compared to God. My friends, we have time today to take action, to love others well, to live our lives for God's glory and sake. And when we close our eyes in death, finally, we will see him. We will stand before him. And all of this life is going to seem so small and insignificant in comparison with what we experience at that moment. So my friends, please consider what you can do with your life today to be a beacon of hope for others and a light that reflects the glory of God. Join me again tomorrow for the Morning Mindset.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.